and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. We had a lot of fun on today's show, didn't we?
Oh my God, it was wild.
It was.
People getting very angry at me, triggered. I told them before I said it that I was going to trigger them.
Yeah.
Warning.
You're a triggerer. Yeah, cool. And you're easily triggered.
I am, yeah.
Easily triggered.
And I have strong opinions.
You certainly do. And I reckon the apple doesn't far fall from the tree either. I reckon the kids would be triggered as well.
You're
too. And we started off the show because your daughter doesn't want something that you have.
Yeah, he really doesn't want them.
How are you feeling today, lady?
I'm good. I had an interesting conversation with my daughter last night. She's four.
This is true. Yeah.
Sadie. Yeah.
Go on, Sadie, you legend.
Yeah, it was very
Sadie
funny.
The lady.
Sadie the lady, yeah. She said to me, Mama, why do you have boobies? And I said, well, women have boobs because, you know, we use them to feed milk to our babies when they're really small babies. And she was like, what? Where does the milk come from? And I said, well, you know, our bodies make the milk and our boobies deliver it to the babies. And then she screamed, I don't want boobies. I don't even like these pimples.
Pimples?
She points to her nipples. And she said, Jamie has pimples too.
Oh God.
Will he have boobies that make milk? I was like, well, no, because men don't have boobies. And she screamed, well, why does Jamie have pimples if he's not going to have boobies?
Oh my God. She's giving me a pain in my belly.
Oh, so funny. But she's not impressed.
No.
She's like, it's not fair.
That would terrify me.
Yeah.
Like, if I explain, why are they for? Oh, it's for milk.
Milk.
What? For what? To feed children. I said, what do you mean? Well, I don't want those.
No. Get their own milk. Ew.
Go to the fridge, get yourself some milk. There's chocolate, there's protein milk in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max was the same though. He said he didn't want moobies.
Moobies?
Yeah, he said, I don't want to be like daddy and have moobs.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We continue into our survey says, this is where we get a survey and we've got to try and guess what the answer is. 78% of people have this. Some really good guesses came in this morning.
All right, let's get a question into people's brains. Let's get the brains activated of this Tuesday morning. Donald, what are we saying?
A recent study has found that 78% of people have this. What is it?
Oh, I want, just hear me out. If this is a new survey.
It's a new survey.
Is it a pension now that we all have to do it?
Oh,
boring. Sorry. I didn't mean...
because you don't understand how they work.
No, I don't.
The understanding how a pension works now is because we have to do it is just like trying to understand what a tracker mortgage was.
Yeah, not a clue.
Nobody's any idea.
It's not.
What do you mean follow the interest rate? I don't want to follow anything.
What?
I'm not a sheep. All right.
It's not a pension.
78% of people have this. Is it a good sense of direction?
That's
going to be higher than most people have a good sense of direction.
I'd say, yeah, that could be. It probably is high. It's not the answer.
I admit, I don't have a good sense of direction.
You don't need to.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You can see videos online of Una not knowing which way to go in the car at This Is I Radio.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant like, you know.
No, in general.
I used to get lost around the college campus all the time.
You get lost in this studio. There's one door, four walls, and you've stood up and went, where's the exit?
I've often, yeah.
Is it sense of direction?
It's not sense of direction. No.
A tattoo.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's quite high.
That's quite high.
Yeah. It's very high.
Maybe, but
I think there's more people who have tattoos that are hidden than you think.
Oh, maybe, actually. Yeah. I want one, but I haven't got one yet. No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
I don't think you'll ever get one. You're a chicken.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
You're a chicken as well. Yeah. Both of you are chickens here.
I'm getting a tattoo. I just want to be sure about it. And I don't know what it is yet. And I don't know where to get the tattoo.
That's life, Una. We don't know what it is yet. And we're not too sure about it.
And I have very sensitive, reactive skin. So I have to be very careful. I'm prone to eczema. So... I have to say.
I'm prone to eczema.
Yeah, I am. So I have to be very careful where I get the tattoo.
You know, you're sensitive more ways than just your skin. Huh?
I know, yeah. I know, I am. Yeah. I'm very sensitive. Yeah.
All right, that's not the answer, is it?
No, it's not.
Right, let's get the question in so we can get some actual guesses on 087-1102-107.
Recent study has found 78% of people have this. What is it?
What do you reckon it is?
A recent study has found 78% of people have this. What is it, Cooper?
It's gone very soft. The energy's dropped out of the room, hasn't it? Is it because of the frog in my throat?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that did bring it down.
Is it an extra nipple or toe, says Shauna in Newbridge.
Oh, an extra... Oh,
yeah. Who's got an extra...
A nubbin. The extra nipple. Harry Styles is four, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Four two nipples. Extra ones. Yeah. Stop it.
He does.
Has it?
Yeah.
Show me pictures or it's a lie. Do they work? can you feel them like...
What?
Huh?
Anyway, is it an extra...
if you gave him a purple nurple, like... Does
I'm sure he'd
on
feel
all
it.
Of them, does it fit?
A nipple cripple.
Yeah.
They're the most painful things. My friend Noreen used to constantly do them at school on the bus.
No, I think childbirth is worse, isn't it?
Huh?
What? Oh.
How would you know?
You keep telling me. What
that,
are we doing?
Is that the answer?
No, it's not the answer. Okay. Nubbins or third nipples.
Well, no, by the sounds of it, you need your name and address put in your arm just so you don't get lost.
Oh, this is as a tattoo.
Donald could get a packet of crisps put on him.
Yeah, Donald should get a tattoo of crisps.
Just to say that I hate them.
He's terrified of them.
Yeah,
get over your fears, Donald.
The answer to today's question, 78% people have their ears pierced or a body part pierced. Be more specific, I suppose.
Yeah. It's a good guess. It's not the answer I've got written down.
Not good enough, then?
No.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Is it a gravy bolt, says Danielle in Leakslip. I think that's a dig at you, Cooper.
Why would it be a dig at me?
Because we all know how much you love your gravy bolts and how when you got married, you put it on your list. He had a list in a department
obsessed.
Store. In a department store where people had to pick out something and he asked for a gravy bolt. That's a true story.
It just happened to be a gravy boat in the set.
No, you asked for a gravy boat.
Cups and saucers.
No, you asked for a gravy boat.
And it's in there. What else is there? Oh, look. Oh, this is too a surprise to us all. It's a gravy boat. Well, we can pull that with the rest of gravy boats.
No, it's not a gravy boat, I'm afraid. No.
Okay, all right. 087-1102-107. Get your guesses in. Here's the question.
Recent study has found 78% of people have this. What is it?
Go for it. What's going on with our survey saying this morning, Donald?
78% of people have this according to a survey. What is it?
A scar.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I've got a few of them now.
You certainly do.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Any scars, Una?
I do.
I don't. Oh, God. 78% of people have no money because it's fucking January.
Oh, yeah. Word.
Yeah. Many days now?
It's actually...
It's not too
far. It's 13th
It's now. Two more weeks.
Oh, look at you.
Two more weeks.
I don't think I can survive. All right.
Morning, folks. How y'all doing? Aiden here.
Aiden!
Happy New Year.
No, he's allowed to say it. He's allowed to say it. Don't be mean.
Did he not say it, though, last week?
No. Then if he did, he's entitled to say it again.
We'll see.
It goes on to the middle of January. Yep.
Just wondering for this morning's survey. 78% of people, have they got broken New Year's resolutions already? A week in or so? That's my guess.
If anyone's looking for Una, there's a trail of purple snack wrappers behind us. Like Hansel and Gretel.
It's not the answer, no, but I'm...
She's lost in the woods. It's all right. Found a purple snack wrapper. All right. No, it's not that.
No, it's not. No, good guess, though.
Is the answer to... 70% of people have notions.
Here's looking at you, kid.
That's right, Una.
Yeah.
No,
the notions queen herself.
Notions queen, it's you.
Oh, the more you deny it,
oh my God! Says the man who asked people for a gravy bowl for his wedding.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. And you've got a walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah.
I knew you would like that one.
Hey, we have.
He's planning to get a bidet. We have. His ensuite
every
now.
Bathroom should have a bidet. Every bathroom. That's a debate for another day.
Yeah.
Not notions.
The hill I'll die on.
Every house should have bee dice. Okay.
What is the answer? We need to know the answer.
I am genuinely confused to what we're doing right now.
78. Do you want the answer? 78% of people.
Oh, we're doing survey says.
Yes. Well done. Well done. Yeah. 78% of people have the ability to drive a manual car, whereas 22% do not.
Actually, if you look around the room, those averages, it works out because myself and Donald couldn't drive a manual car.
Ew, do you want a medal? Do you want a medal?
No,
who cares?
No, you get a license for it, don't you? Which is a medal.
Yeah, I have license for an automatic. And most cars are automatic now.
We're very thankful for.
Yeah.
Because, God, you struggle to park a car with two pedals.
And people who are able to drive stick are quite judgy on the people who drive automatics.
I drive an automatic, Una, because I hate a manual car.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah.
So, we're equals.
No, we're not.
Oh, we are.
You don't know how to work one.
I do.
No, you don't. You put your hat in it and you give it a wheel and off you go.
Are you on my titties? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyma took a turn today, didn't it, with Larry?
Oh, congratulations, Larry.
Yep. New dad.
A new dad. Well, old dad, new baby.
Yeah, new baby.
A new baby, yeah. Difficult to hear him.
It was difficult to hear him. His phone went absolutely haywirely wonky, but he got through it. Listen to the score that he got. Just a little bit, no, all of it. Is Larry? Can you hear us, Larry?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We thought you got distracted by the new baby,
baby, baby, oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh.
Congratulations, Larry! You have a little girl in your life now, don't you?
Yeah, to go with the two boys.
Go with the two boys. She's not talking for the already, girl. Is she?
No, that's me older fella. That's me 5-year-old Daryl. You saying hello, Daryl?
Hi.
Hey, Daryl.
Hi, Darren.
What's going on? Did Santa come?
Yeah.
Excellent. Did he bring you anything decent?
What did he get you?
He got me a Nintendo Switch.
Ooh, nice.
Wow. Santa must have known. Huh?
A messy kit.
Whoa. Oh, class.
You want to tidy it up?
Huh? Oh, God.
Come on.
He's a joker, isn't he?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Darren.
All right. Okay, guys. Listen, congratulations. Little Emily, is it? How's she doing?
Emily, yeah. Yeah, she's flying, yeah. Mother and baby doing fine. All good now. She's home since Friday. So we're settling in, adjusting as we are. But look, we'll get there.
How's the sleep, Larry?
Sporadic, I suppose, yeah. It's okay.
Well, Larry, you should get away, get away for a few nights on your own.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw something at your head.
Yeah.
You deserve it, man.
You're unreal.
For the minute, I tell you.
Oh, you're breaking up there a bit, Larry.
Okay. Right. I don't know what's going on. If we're on speakerphone, if it's possible to take us off, but we are going to play a game of rhyme. That's correct. Yeah. You are right. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game of rhyme. It's a simple game. We're going to give you a word and you've got to rhyme every answer to that word. Is that very clear, Larry?
Yeah.
Jesus, Larry's turned into Princess Leia from Star Wars when she's wearing the helmet, rescuing Han Solo as he's frozen in carbonite from Jabba the Hutt.
God. Okay. Nerd.
Return the Jedi. How are you doing? Okay, here we
Larry,
go.
Okay, Bryce.
The word that you have to rhyme with is?
Wheel. W-H-E-E-L, wheel. Okay, Larry?
Okie doke. All right, you're 30.
Before you eat an orange, you have to what?
Yeah.
A roast dinner would be classed as a staple Sunday what? I can't wear stilettos with a high what?
Yeah.
The act of distributing playing cards is called a what?
Yeah.
Little piglets make this noise.
Yeah.
A popular Irish dance.
Yeah.
These animals live in the sea and clap their fins.
Yeah.
Meat from a calf is called a what?
Yeah.
A shade of green tinged with blue.
Yeah.
If you've under the weather, you need to what?
Time is up. Oh, Larry, that was terrible, man.
Shocking, man, yeah. Wow.
I was like, I'm blame baby brain for this one.
Oh my God. You got 9. That is absolutely incredible. Have we ever had a 9 before?
Once had a 9.
We once had a 9. It's the first 9.
I'm waiting for you
I think that translates as he's awake since 3 o'clock.
Larry, I don't know what's happened to your phone. Listen back to this on the podcast and the Go Loud
app,
and you'd be like, how did I do that with my voice? You sound like you smoke about 80 a day right now, the way it's gone absolutely mad. Listen, Larry, congratulations on absolutely everything. You're absolutely winning in life. And if you are not, I can't see this being bet by the end of the week, but you never know. You will win the entire contents of Una's drawers. You never know what could be there. You never know. There could be a box of nappies in there for all you know. All right. Listen, look after yourself and love to the family, all right?
Alright guys, thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye Larry. Oh,
that is mad what happened to his phone, isn't it? That's shocking. Crazy. I've never heard anything like that in my life. Alright, there you go. If you'd like to have a go at rhyme it tomorrow, 087 110 2 107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
We mentioned triggering at the start of the podcast, and this is where everybody got triggered, because this is the hill I'll die on. It's fine to wear PJs and slippers on the outside.
You said it. You said it 100%. 100%. Live and let live.
I can't see you out there with slippers and PJs on.
No, I've often worn my slippers to the shops, but they're kind of purple ugly looking slippers, so you get away with it, but they're still slippers.
They certainly are purple and ugly.
And they're not ugly. They're cool.
Good morning, Una, how are you?
I'm very good. Now, a lot of people are going to disagree with me today on what I have to say.
Do you not think this is going to be a 50-50 split on this one? No.
Some might even be triggered.
Oh God. All right,
offended even.
Prepare to unleash your offendedness and triggeredness to 087 110 2 107.
It's completely acceptable to wear slippers, pajamas, and your dressing gown out in public. And I'll tell you why, right? I was in the supermarket yesterday and I saw a woman wearing her pajamas and her dressing gown and a pair of elf slippers that jingled lightly as she walked. And I'm like, that's the kind of energy I want to bring into 2026. What a vibe. Like, this woman could not give one continental about what other people think. And that is admirable. Look, let's look at the facts,
okay,
right?
Let's look at the facts, right?
I'm
here to hear your case.
Right? Yeah. It's freezy balls. It's so cold.
Yeah.
It would put you off going outside. However, going outside in your comfy clothes isn't half as scary as having to get dressed and head out. It's self-care, Cooper. You know what I mean?
No.
It's not lazy. It's energy efficient. And I mean, you don't have to justify your clothing choices to anyone. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to answer to anyone. You do you. It's just so empowering.
You know what? You got a point. I agree. Because you frighten me. No, I don't agree. No, I couldn't disagree with you even more. I think just getting up and getting out into the world and changing from your night clothes that you've slept in all night, and you've probably sweated and you've done the, you know, the way you get up in the morning and you stink of morningness. Maybe just like put on some fresh clothes, fresh underwear. And if you're going...
Hold on a second now.
No, hang on a second. You had your say, and I need to have an empowering moment here.
Okay, go on.
Bloody get dressed and stop being so lazy.
It's not about being lazy. And of course you change your underwear. I mean in the evening times, right?
Oh my God. So like, if you're going to make the effort to change your underwear, just put on a pair of whatever
You're not listening to me. You're not listening. Now listen. So I mean, if you've been inside after your day's work or whatever, and you're in your pajamas and your leisure wear and your lovely comfy clothes.
But which is a pajama? Pajamas or leisure wear?
Leisure wear is pajamas. Pajamas and a dressing gown and your slippers.
Okay.
And you forgot something and you have to nip out to the shops and you're like, oh my God, I have to get dressed again. I have to face the world. I did all that this morning and now I have to do it again. If you say to yourself, look, I'm just going to leave my dressing gown on and my slippers and I'll run in and out to the shop. And it's a lot less scary a lot less scary.
I'm not going to lie to you. Anytime I'm in a shop, and I see somebody come in and like you don't even hear them coming.
Well, if they're wearing elf slippers that jingle, you'd hear them.
Okay, but like usually slippers are very, very soft. There's WhatsApps coming in by the bucket load here at the moment. 087-1102-107. You don't hear them coming in, so they're sneaky, all right?
Oh!
All right, so it's kind of like the silent walk. And then I'm just like, it's like, is there a hospital nearby and have you escaped? What's going on? Do you ever see that?
Are so judgy, my friend.
No, but you think, oh my God, are they all right? Have they escaped from hospital? Or is somebody looking after this person?
And you go over and talk to them.
No, are you mad? You don't know what state their head is in. If they're willing to go out in their pajamas and slippers and dressing gown, you don't know what kind of person they are in it.
These people are the leaders of the world.
That's the problem.
They're the dreamers, the thinkers. You know what I mean? These are the people that we should be looking up to. They don't care what anyone else thinks, and I really find that so empowering.
But you should have some sort of care about what you think about yourself as well.
But it's self-care, because I'm minding myself. I want to be cozy. I don't want to be not cozy.
That's not self-care. That's self-care.
Not
giving a hoot. That's what it is.
Exactly. Not giving a hoot. High five to that.
087-1102-107. Which hill are you on?
Not one hoot do I give.
Pajamas outdoors or indoors? What's it going to be? 087-1102-107.
Give me that cash.
This is
iRadio's Cash Machine.
You're very passionate about this. Something tells me that you could be seen out in the wild in your pajamas.
I have gone out with my slippers several times, and I don't apologize for that.
Okay. Could you imagine the slippers, the dressing gown, and the pajamas that you could have if you won €100,000?
Ooh, silky.
Silky. Mm. Nice. Well, listen, we've got €100,000 to give you on iRadio's Cash Machine. How do you win it? Well, you got to enter iRadio.ie and enter online, or you can text yes to 57557. That'll cost £2.50 plus your standard message rate. And to play, you need to be over 18 to enter across the Go Loud network of stations. Terms and conditions are on our website, iRadio.ie. Get your entry in by 3 o'clock this Friday. And the Cash Machine will then randomly pick a number, and it could be yours that we call during Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio. Answer within 5 rings. Tell us the prize amount. The cash is yours. €100,000. Got music on the way from Ray, and also, what are you saying with The Hill I'll Die On? Are you for or against wearing your PJs outside? The Hill I'll Die On. Una has made this bold statement today.
It's completely acceptable to wear slippers, pajamas, and your dressing gown out in public if you wish to.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I saw that lady in the shops wearing her dressing gown and her elf slippers that jingled as she walked, and I'm like, girl, you are powerful.
Crying for attention.
She's not crying for attention. She just did not one hoot does she give. No, she doesn't care.
It's the opposite.
It's amazing.
All right. 087-1102-107.
Oh, yeah. Mark Aaron Tullamore, you totally lost the plot.
Yeah.
Pajamas, slippers, nightgown in a supermarket or even outside the front door is so downgrade.
Shouldn't be outside the front door even, you know.
We need to normalise our comfy era here. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sorry, did you just say your comfy era?
My comfy era.
Right,
I'm in my
Taylor.
Comfy. Yeah, okay. We're all judging each other, and we should be more tolerant of pajamas wearing people. Like, mm-hmm. If you think about it, they are icons.
Who?
Pajama wearers outside.
Lunatic. Hey, Rick. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. We're very, very much divided on this. Whose side are you on?
Mostly, I mean, I suppose I'm divided as well. But look, here's the thing. You can wear whatever you like outside.
Yeah. Right?
When you go out your front door, you look, feel whatever you want. But leave the slippers at home, all right? Mm-hmm. From the ankles up, I'm not about to dictate what anybody else can wear.
Yeah.
From the ankles up, pajamas, whatever, dressing gown. But leave the slippers at home. That's a health and safety issue right there. They're there to keep your house clean.
Oh, yeah.
And your slippers should remain in the house.
They should remain, yeah. I 100%.
Well, you see, I wear shoes in the house. I'm not one of these people that is like, you can't come into my house unless you take your shoes off, because I find that I don't like it when I go to people's houses and they say, take your shoes off, because I'm probably wearing odd socks.
Oh,
and
listen,
then they'll judge me for the odd socks.
Yeah, but Una,
see, people are so
we've
judgy.
Learned that you don't give a hoot anyway, and you let your dog in and poop and...
Yes, my dog poops, yeah.
In other people's houses.
She had a dicky tummy.
all the time, Una.
Okay, no, Rick, but listen, no. You are cool with people wearing, you know, pajamas. And also we know that for many, many women, Rick, their dressing gown doubles up as an emotional support garment.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know about any of that. But listen, I'm wearing PJs at the moment and I've just dropped the kids off at school. Is anybody going to judge me for that?
Hang on a second. Yeah.
My man.
Judged.
Go, Rick. Rick. Hey, are you wearing slippers?
No, he said no.
Yes, but they're my outdoor slippers. They're not my indoor home slippers.
Don't you, Rick? Don't you practice what you preach, my friend?
These are the slippers I wear at the gym.
No, right? No,
they're not worn in the house.
Sorry, you wear slippers in the gym? Oh, Rick,
yes.
Sorry,
do you not wear slippers in the changing rooms?
Oh, I wear sliders.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, not slippers like woolly.
Sure. Yeah, no, not dressing gown style slippers.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No, you're in my gang. Yeah. You're in my crew now, Rick.
Rick,
you're wearing your slippers and your PJs, dropping the kids off at school. High five, my friend. You're an icon.
High five.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is happening, Rick? You've got the strongest County Offaly accent I've ever heard in my life.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. I've been building it up for the last couple of years.
Where did you originally land from?
I grew up in Alaska.
In Alaska?
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Big bears, a lot of big bears in Alaska. The biggest bears you've ever seen.
Cold.
I'm one of them, yeah.
From Alaska to Offaly, how did that happen?
Oh, there's many countries in between. That's a whole other long story.
Oh, okay.
I love the way it is, like, cold. Only thing she associates with Alaska.
Baked Alaska, the dessert.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's not even Alaskan. No.
Is it not? Oh, well, it's called Baked Alaska.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Rick, anyway, you're in my gang. Welcome.
All right.
Go forth and wear your pajamas.
The hill I'll die on, Una has made this statement.
It is perfectly acceptable to wear slippers, your dressing gown, and your pajamas out in public if you so wish. Because we all have choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your stance on
that's
this.
My stance, yeah. Because of the woman I saw with the Jingdi Elf slippers in the supermarket the other day, and I just like, that woman is powerful. I love her attitude.
Okay. Let's see what everyone else is saying. We were talking to Rick, who's on your side as well, by the way, a few moments ago.
No, Una, I'm so sorry. As much as I love you, I have to disagree 1,000%. I just don't think it's... I don't think it's right going to shops with your pajamas and dress gown on.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
No.
Jesus Christ, if I have no makeup on and I'm in my normal clothes, I even hate going to the shop in case I meet someone I know. And they go, oh, you look great. Really? Yeah. Okay. So I can't imagine coming in with my pajamas on. No. Sorry, Una, now I have to disagree.
There you go.
I think we're all been, you know, super judgy on the people who want to wear, like, who are we to question their clothing choices? Do you know what I mean?
The pajamas, Una.
But it doesn't matter. Like, they're not judging you for wearing your mom jeans, Susan. And they're not judging you for wearing your super skinny jeans and brown boots, Donal. Come on now. We need to live and let live and respect each other's choices.
I can't believe you brought up the brown shoes.
Oh, God. Hi, Wendy in Galway here.
Hey, Wendy.
Opinions about pyjamas outside. Why would you wear things that you sleep in outside to bring the outside dirt into your bed?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big no from me.
Yeah, what are you doing, Una?
Where are you getting the outside dirt from? Where's the outside dirt? Why has it been dirty? If you just go to the shop and you're in pajamas, what's going to dirty your pajamas?
The outside.
Oh, what? The outside air?
Other people, dirt, real sure. Look at the state of the inside of your car. Imagine getting into your bed after.
Well, that means my immune system is great.
Morning, guys. I agree with you both.
Huh?
As you both gave them really good points.
Thank you.
So I'm super confused now, really. I don't know. Just thank you.
Okay, I don't know either.
Yeah.
It's a valid point, though.
I win.
Sorry, no, I can't get on board with that. Your jammies and your slippers are for home. If you want to go to the shop and be comfortable, get a pair of Ugg boots or the Ugg replicas you can get in Penneys and wear a tracksuit.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a pair of joggers and a hoodie. They're comfy clothes. Jammies and fluffy stuff are for at home. There's no discussion about it. Like.
See, no discussion,
Una. No. Excuse me now. I won't be told what to wear to go to the shop. I can wear whatever I want going to the shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what?
it's a choice. And I'm just saying that we all need to calm down and just be like, okay, well, that's their choice. And that's, and you know what? More power to them. More power to them, Cooper. For what? Not giving a hoot.
Okay. I'm still going to disagree with you. Just put a pair of tracksuit bottoms on or leggings.
Don't
or
you tell
jeans.
Me what I can and cannot wear to the shop. Okay. The cheek.
Okay, that's the hill I'm dying. We've run out of time.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
Truth or Trash today brought some home truths down because I exposed something that I was doing during your news.
You're a sneak. You're a sneaky turkey.
But I shared.
Eventually you shared.
I'm like, how many do you want?
Three.
What are we talking about? Have a listen.
Truth or Trash.
All right, Truth or Trash this morning should be a bit of fun. Donald, what is your fact? If it's a fact or not, that's the thing. We've tried to figure out if it's the truth or the trash.
In Germany, it's fine after a big night out and you've got a sore head. You can take days off. It's fine. It's completely fine to do that.
Okay, I have heard this for some countries and some companies, even some of the tech companies over here give you rest days after you've maybe been out all night. So I'm saying that that is true.
Wow.
Thing is, though, he might have actually changed the country, though.
I'll stop doing that.
Good. Now. All right, okay.
So I was
like the first couple of weeks.
I'm going to say true as well.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
You'd both be correct.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Under German law, anything that makes you unfit to work counts as an illness. So doctors can legally sign you off as unwell after a night out.
You have parked, Crockett! Get back home!
You'd be sent home every day.
How bad.
There's more to life than purple snacks. Yeah. Be gone with you! There's so many things you'd be sent home for because you're unfit for work.
What do you mean?
Have your breakfast in your own house, not in the studio!
That's how I picture it's like to be in a
German office.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're owned by a German company, so.
Oh, yeah.
Guten Tag.
Oh, I wonder, does that... Oh, if we're under a German company, then surely those laws... Oh, we need to bring this up at HR. Yeah.
Very best of luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay, nice one. All right, that was your fact. All right, my fact is about me.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Since the new year, I've been snacking on something that I've been addicted to. I've been snacking on mini chocolate eggs during news. And the only reason I do it during news is so you don't ask me for one.
Well, you miserable git. Are you serious? You're hiding chocolate on me.
This is truth or trash.
I would have spotted you. I would have spotted you. I would have sniffed it out. There's no way you're doing that behind my back.
And without a rustle as well.
Yeah.
You know, the bag. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's trash. Don't you dare hold out me.
You've been very good at it if you were.
And you're not really a sweet tooth. You're more of a savoury.
Savoury guy.
I love a bag of crisps.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say trash.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Trash, I think, yeah.
Okay, lock it in.
Oh,
he's just held up a picture of him
You're
with a bag of them.
So miserable,
his head down.
Like even during your news today, there I am having a little.
You're snacking away.
Oh wow!
You didn't even offer us one.
No, because you never ever offer
us a bite of my purple snack,
or just even bring in a purple snack for us. You buy them in packs of 24.
Right, I will take a chocolate egg now. Thank you very much.
They're gone.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I
You're so greedy.
Oh, listen, literally, I popped the last four into me cheeks.
Yeah, hoovered them.
While you were doing traffic there. I was just like,
you know what they say, a moment on the lips.
I don't let them touch me lips. into me cheeks. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, according to a study from the University of Helsinki, there is a concept called the elasticated waistband effect.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So basically, it's like freedom in the waistline, freedom in the mind. So
that rhymes.
People who occasionally wear their pajamas outside are more liberal in their thinking and they have that, you know, live and let live attitude. They are classed as rebel empaths with recognizable traits such as minding their own business and letting others do what they like. There's no judgment here, man. It's just slippers and chippers.
That's your business.
Yeah.
That's the one that got me.
Slippers and chippers.
Yeah.
See, no. No.
No?
Yeah, no.
Just... Why no?
Because you, there's too much effort gone into that. There's too much like it, and you've thrown an empath into that.
It was, that's the rebel empath. It's a whole new personality type.
The U words. Yeah.
What do you mean they're me words?
Just because of everything you read out there, I think it's trash. Yeah.
Lock it in, Donal.
Locked.
Before she bites you. She does bite.
God damn it. I read it in my news voice, so I was thinking, they'll definitely fall for it now.
I'm saying trash. I'll lock that in.
Yeah,
so,
it's trash. It's
it's trash. Of course it's trash.
Well, I think part of it is true. Because if you think about it, the people who wear their pajamas outside, they don't care about, like, you know what I mean? They're just like, live and let live. Do you know what I mean? And I just think that's really admirable and empowering. So here's to you, rebel empaths. I've created a new personality type.
Rebel
empaths.
Empaths.
Yeah.
Well, what does it mean?
So a rebel empath, they have traits such as...
Sorry, we've run out of time.
Minding their own business.
People who mind their own... You want other people to mind their own business.
Yeah.
And just do what they want to do.
And just do what they want to do. Therefore, everyone would be happy. If everyone just did it, it made them happy and no one else was judging.
To the rebel empaths.
Yeah.
Mind your own business, everyone.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
One thing that I think that you're really good at is pronouncing words.
Oh, shucks, thanks very much. Especially, do it for a living.
Especially when it comes to Wimbledon, Wimbledon. Yeah. A lot of people would mispronounce that as Wimbledon.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wimbledon.
Guilty of that myself.
Yeah, like...
But when it comes to pronouncing the players' names, you absolutely say it with so much confidence. I believe that you're pronouncing them all correctly.
That's the key. You say it strong, confident, and then boom, people believe you.
When you have bands and stuff and they're changing the way things are spelled, like, you know, K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yeah.
And what we were saying, Hunter X for ages.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When it's Hunter /X, yes. It's Huntrix.
Huntrix.
It's like, what? Broke my head. I was talking to somebody about this the other day and they were like, do you remember that day when you're on the radio? This is a few years ago. And somebody who I was on the radio with was telling us a fact and they were like, in America, in Arkansas, such and such. And I'm like, Arkansas? This is on air. And they're like, yeah, Arkansas. I'm like, don't you mean Arkansas? They're like, no, it's Arkansas. That's how it's pronounced. And they doubled down.
Oh, no!
Ah, we laugh about it now.
Oh, God.
And I remember another friend of mine, he was presenting a dance show, and there was a new Faithless track. And he went, this is new from Faithless, it's Tarantula.
Oh, no.
Don't you mean tarantula?
Oh, God.
So, say what you see.
My friend is a teacher.
Okay.
She teaches science in a boys' secondary school, and one of her students pronounced hepatitis as... Hepatitis. Oh!
Hepatitis. I shouldn't be laughing.
And actually, I don't know if you've heard this, but there is an urban legend, right?
Yeah.
That a university history student pronounced World War II as World War II.
World War,
aye. Oh, stop.
Oh, crikey. World War II was awful for people getting hepatitis. If you ever come across other people mispronouncing words and everyone's just like, what? Or have you, is there any words in particular that you mispronounce? You're perfect though. You don't mispronounce anything, do you?
Except for catch. I say catch instead of catch.
It's spelled with an A.
Because of my Kerry accent.
It's spelled with an A. Have you got any mispronounced words or people that just double down and say, no, this is how you actually pronounce it? Who's the person in your life with the happy titties? Mispronounced words, common words. Well, I suppose they are the common words that we see in love every single day. And what are the ones that get mispronounced? You got a WhatsApp on 087-110-207. A friend of mine said that they had a fox fur jacket. And they asked, was it really made of foxes? And she got irritated and said that she'd never wear animal fur. Faux, as in F-A-U-X.
Faux. Brilliant. Yeah, I was just saying one of my friends is a teacher and one of her students pronounced hepatitis as hepatitis.
Very good. What do you reckon this person's trying to pronounce?
Chihuahua.
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 Chihuahua. They see the word and they pronounce it.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Oh my God. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
My young fella pronounced nowhere as nowhere. So bloody funny. The mouse was nowhere to be found.
Oh, lol. Yeah. Nowhere. Yeah. That's very good.
I knew someone who said choir instead of choir.
Sorry, say that again.
I knew someone who said choir instead of choir.
Well, oh, because of the CH.
Oh.
Yeah. I suppose when you're doing your phonetics and you're learning how to speak and everything like that, that actually makes sense. Yeah,
it's confusing.
From here on in, when we go to mass, there should be a choir.
Yeah.
With a chihuahua. A chihuahua choir. Just watch out for the tarantulas, though.
Hey.
And make sure you don't get yourself some what?
Hepatitis.
There you go.
Are you on my titties? Is that Mornings with Cooper and Una?
Breakfast rolled.
There you go now. Now you can pronounce it hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
All you like.
That's so funny.
Thank you so much for having a listen to our podcast. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and get it on the new Go Lad app. We'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio. Is that cool?
And wear your PJs out and about loud and proud. No judgment here.
Judged.